Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And it is the last Saturday of the month, so it is our Community Connections program, and Maura Cook is sitting there right with me. And how you doing this morning, Maura? Good?
I'm doing great.
Good. She's brought a couple of very professional-looking young gentlemen with her. And Maura is our Vice President of Marketing and Development, the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut, and she is here with Hunter Deo. I got it right. He's smiling. Okay. He said it's just like Deo. So Deo and Alondre Rush, and they're with Hartford Steam Boiler, and give you a little bit of an idea why she's got the entourage here with her today. And it's always great to have the guests in the studio. Annie is off to the side. Annie Summers, who draws up the program for us and kind of gives me a rehearsal a day or two in advance and tells me all the things I got wrong. And then we do it right. Maura, good morning to you. How are you? How's everything going?
Everything's going great. I'm so happy to be here with our guests. We have a great show today.
Now, what is it since the last time we got together? It just seems like it flew by 30 days ago. What's been happening with the United Way since then?
Yeah.
Between then and now.
So we have a lot going on. I mentioned on our last show that, while we all might think of summer and focus on a lot of the fun things that we're planning to do, that summer is actually a really, really challenging time for families. Mm-hmm. When school is not in session. So we've been doing a lot of work to promote our free summer meal sites, and a lot of work to remind families to claim the Connecticut Child Tax Rebate, which actually the application deadline is expiring on July 31st. So
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just a reminder to everyone, if you need any resources, of course, call 211. But so many families in Connecticut, we have over 300,000 families in Connecticut that are eligible for this rebate. Mm-hmm. And so please call 211, go to the state's website. If you filed your 2021 return and have children, mm-hmm. You can basically get money back up to $250 per child. So we really want to make sure families are aware of that. And we've been doing a ton of work just to get the word out.
Okay. So because it is going to be tomorrow, will be the last day, explain again, just briefly how simple it is and where to go and what to do.
Yep.
What to look under. What do I do if I call 211? What am I asking about?
So if you call 211, you can simply say that you're interested in information on applying for the Connecticut Child Tax Rebate. You can also go to portal.ct.gov/DRS and just click.
Excuse me, do that one more time.
portal.ct.gov/DRS.
Okay.
And you will click on the Connecticut Child Tax Rebate, and it's a simple application. Go in, fill it out, and you could just have money right back in your pocket.
A little bit of paperwork, which kind of freaks some people out, but when you're talking about that kind of money.
Right. And people are here to help. So if you have questions, chat with the call specialist at 211. They've been fielding calls for the last couple of months since the governor's office approved this and made it available to our Connecticut residents. And we know times are tough. We know families are struggling. Don't miss an opportunity to get some money back.
And how's the summer reading program going? I know that's always a huge thing. And with the way the heat has been, I mean, are people spending more time? Are they reading a little bit more and staying in the air conditioning? What's going on with that?
Yeah, so our summer programs are in full swing. We've been out at many of them this week. So one thing that United Way does through generous donations from our donors is we support quality summer enrichment programs that provide education, but also fun for students. And we've also brought back our United We Read Challenge this summer. So challenging children in our region to read 20 minutes a day for the summer. You can still go into our website, unitedwayinc.org, and make your pledge. And you're eligible for prizes. If you pledge to read 20 minutes a day, it's going great. We've been out at a lot of the camps signing kids up and giving away books. And so lots of children in our region excited about reading this summer.
Now, are you finding now with today's technology that there are children also spending a lot of time reading on their phones or reading on their iPads?
Yeah.
iPads, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Actually, one of the prizes that we give away as a part of the United We Read Challenge are Kindle Kids.
Beautiful.
So that they can have access to libraries. And many of our library partners have a ton of e-books, mm-hmm. right, available that children can access digitally so that you don't have the barriers of having to get, you know, to the library physically. It's great.
No, I tell you, it's funny. I have to admit that I always have books inside my phone, and I swore, you know, as soon as I saw Kindle, I'm never going to go electronic. But after a while, we're doing everything on this darn thing anyways, you know. And even it's a necessarily evil in the studio now, because no matter what I give people as far as here's how you call in, here's the studio, here's this thing's going off, yep. Going, where are you? No one's answering, you know. So, all right. Well, before we go to a break, just tell us what we're going to be talking about on today's program and who our guests are, and then we'll get back and chat a little bit more.
Yeah, so we have a really exciting show today. Our guests, Hunter and Alondre, are from HSB.
Hartford Steam Boulder.
Gotcha. Yes, and so they are a part of the winning team of this year's ELS case competition, and ELS stands for Emerging Leaders Society. Mm-hmm. So just very quickly, our Emerging Leaders Society annually brings together emerging young talent, mm-hmm. And executive mentors, and they go through an immersive process where they work to solve a challenge. And this year, we focused on the community challenge of food insecurity, which we saw so much of during the pandemic. And these leaders worked together in their teams. Many never knew each other before this experience. They learned about United Way. They learned about financial hardship and ALICE. And they came up with really creative public awareness campaigns to help more families access healthy food resources in our region. And so I'm so excited for you to hear from them today. We just launched their campaign, actually. So mm-hmm. we have a lot of great stuff to share.
Cool. And let's remind people, too, I know it. ALICE is basically asset limited, income constrained employed.
You got it.
And those are some of the families that are really falling through the cracks.
Yeah, working multiple jobs and still can't make ends meet because our cost of living is high here in Connecticut, as we know. Yeah,
and also, it's also a group of people that just don't even want to admit, hey, I need a little help. I got to get over this bump in the road.
And often may not know, right, what they're eligible for.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the whole idea behind this campaign was to address that.
I've seen it myself. I've worked in the town hall and seen people mm-hmm. I just love the fact that, you know, until you've been to that place, it's like regular folks. Holy cow. You mean regular folks can hit the wall like that and need a little help standing back up? Yep. Sometimes it's just a temporary thing. All right, let's take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with our Community Connections program. You'll get to meet our guests, and we'll tell you more about this great competition and why they walked away with the prize. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more on WTIC News Talk 1080. And we are back. It's 7:49 WTIC News Talk 1080. We know we are talking about a great PSA, public service announcement, that these gentlemen came up with to bring awareness to food insecurity and also the United Way. And we're going to talk about that. And I just mentioned last week we had Jason Jakubowski in from Food Share, and he's talking about the partnership they just formed with Hands on Hartford. And they're basically have opened up a restaurant inside Gather 55. And people that have the funds to be able to afford the price on the menu, that's fine. If you can afford that and pay a little bit more, that's even better. And if you can't afford a darn thing, we're there to give you a nice, great, happy, healthy meal. All right. So Maura, as we move forward, again, food insecurity is still such a huge issue. So what? Tell us what the mission was and who you've brought with you today.
Yeah. So last fall, we issued a case to seven teams of emerging talent in our region. And the case was to increase awareness, especially among ALICE households. ALICE is asset limited, income constrained, employed. So those families who are working multiple jobs, but still really struggling to cover the basics. And what we found is that during the pandemic, many, many families were struggling with food insecurity. And we saw when we had those big mobile sites that FoodShare put on, that more than 70% had actually never used a food resource before. And so that just told us that there's a huge gap here in terms of the number of families who could be accessing really great, healthy food resources, but maybe don't know how or don't know what's available. So these teams were tasked with coming up with an interactive public awareness campaign that was really rooted in the community and community voice to help increase families' awareness to the food resources that were available. And so our guests today are actually from the winning team. So they went through three rounds of competition. They presented to panels of executive level judges. They continued to refine and build up their idea, and they created a stellar public awareness campaign that we've actually just launched. That FoodShare, certainly, and Hunger Connecticut all kind of weighed in and helped us, you know, further refine this. And so we launched it just this past month, and so I'm so happy to have them here to share about their experience, but also what we're trying to do to get the word out to families about all of these great resources that are available.
Well, I think it's really it's amazing. And people just step up like this, and the strength. I keep going back when you talk about these challenges. I think of like the kids doing the, you know, building the robots, and then they have the big robot, you know, like at the Infinity Center, and these robots try to eat each other and everything. So it's kind of like along that line. You don't eat each other, but you just try to help people be aware of food insecurity. All right, so who do we have with us this morning that's going to spend a little time and tell us how they won from the from Hartford Steam Boiler, Holy Toledo? And so hey, please introduce yourself, so I don't get your name wrong again.
All right. Yeah. So my name's Hunter Dedeo.
Dedeo. Okay. I got you. Hi, Hunter. How are you?
Great. How are you doing, Steve?
Good. And next to you?
Alondre Rush.
Okay, Alondre. Nice to see you, too. You got, now, have you us. Guys from the, both from Steam, from Hartford Steam Boiler, right?
Yes. Yeah,
did great. You know each other before you got involved in this?
Not one bit.
Yeah, right. Look at the look here. Yeah. You guys know each other maybe a little too well. Is that part of the problem?
Well, I think we got to know each other. Okay. Very well.
All right.
I think the funny part of it is that I said yes before I even started at Hartford Steam Boiler. I started at Hartford Steam Boiler last August.
Yeah.
And before I started, someone approached me with this opportunity, and I usually blindly say yes to impactful things. And so I said yes without understanding what I was actually walking into. And so when we first met, we were meeting for the first time, you know, coming off a pandemic, you know, I think everything was virtual. And so I had never seen or met my teammates in person.
Yeah, well, that's why we all were doing everything, right? Yeah, right.
Throughout the entire experience. So you go, you know, 8 weeks of just virtual meetings and gathering. And what we did, though, is we said, okay, we have a very short amount of time to get a lot done. And we said, how can we maximize our time by getting to know each other now, deciding what our responsibilities would be early on, who's good at what, and how it's going to benefit our approach. And then we said, okay, we have to get to work because we're doing something very significant. And it was really a full-time commitment to making this happen. But what I've learned throughout the process is that we got so much more out of it than we put in. And I think that's really the value of this experience for us. And so it was great. I think it was an honor to represent you know, our company, and but also the community. I think it was just a great reflection of what really matters.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, that strength in numbers, was there a lot of brainstorming involved in this? So I just want to, again, introduce our guest in the studio, and it is Hunter Dedeo, right?
That's it.
All right. Good, good, good. And also Alondre Rush, who we were just speaking to, and about, you know, coming up with a team approach to kind of raising awareness to this. So, Maura, did you want to add something? Okay. I just want to make sure I'm on the, Maura is riding herd with me because Maura is like our co-host on the show. So, I mean, this is, you know, I just always want to make sure I'm, you know, if she's nodding and smiling, I'm still going, because sometimes she gives me that cut. So maybe if you could just tell us a little bit more about how the whole thing came together, Hunter, when I know you guys have met before, but tell us a little bit more of what the team was comprised of over at Hartford Steam Boiler.
Yeah, so the team was actually just myself, Alondre, and a third teammate, Linkesh Dewan, someone from our engineering services group. We had a really small team, and you know the ELS group, they led us through this series of icebreakers and creative brainstorming exercises with improv groups and consultants, really showing us how to yes and to help us further build on our ideas.
Okay.
And so we really had a diverse thought background. So I work in Internet of Things, basically computer technology. You know, Alondre works in our client facing group and in Linkesh and engineering. So a lot of thought diversity coming into this, different backgrounds, different community engagement. And so we really yes-anded a lot of our ideas. We said, hey, like, let's, what's the lasting investment we can make in the community? And we started thinking, like, you know, maybe like a mural would be a good idea. Said, yeah, and then we can unveil this mural at some sort of festive community event. And, but like, how do we get people there? How do we build awareness? So, you know, we have to be authentic. We have to represent the community that we're trying to change this behavior in. And we have to really engage community members to help us lead this.
Mm-hmm.
So Alondre had this, we came up with an acronym for it afterwards, right?
Okay.
Some, it's nice how it works like that, you know, like the word laser, right? Where the word came first. And then, but, you know, it was community owned, community led, and community driven. And so we kept saying that it's old, but sometimes the old stuff works best, right?
Wow. Now you mentioned, did you do a mural?
So we're actually meeting this week with some a mural artist. And
have you met Corey Payne yet?
We have not met him, but he was like first on our list. Let me tell you something.
I had no idea who this young man was, and I'm saying this as a friend of his. I didn't know what he did, and every day we'd be walking our dogs together out in the field. And, you know, just kind of like, he's you know, doesn't have like an entourage, just kind of Corey. And I talked to his mom. She goes, oh, Corey? Started to, I mean, murals all over the country, different parts of the world. I mean, but, I guess he had just done something, I think, for the DCF. And I went down and saw his mural. But what an amazing, amazing artist and young man, and just so low-key. So I know this, I don't want to say anybody else is out there isn't as good, but, man. And he looks the part too. You give him a spray can and the kid's gone for a few hours. And by the way, you know, here's the masterpiece. So that is really, really wild. Why don't we do this? Hang around with us a little bit more. Okay, got more of the program to come up. And then what we're going to do is we'll check in with the news. And after that, get it back into what's going on with this program. And I don't know if we can actually debut the PSA yet or not. I know that's all, you know, stuff that has to be discussed when we're not here live on the radio like we are right now. Because I know certain things have to be done to certain like producers over there going, huh? What are you throwing at me now? And then we'll come back. We'll talk about the program. And maybe can we? Were there runner-ups? Can we mention other people and how well they did?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. All right, good. Well, we know they're not in the studio here today, so we just want to make sure that, because I'm sure it was quite an effort. You must have seen some really good some good applications and people that wanted to do a few different things and go in some different directions.
Amazing ideas, yeah.
And then and again, you can always, you know, springboard off of those even later. All right, so let's do this. We'll come back. We'll get back into our Community Connections program. We will be staying here throughout the rest of the half hour and discuss some of the different things they have going on, because once we're done specifically in this area, we want to talk about some other great things that are coming up with the United Way in the months ahead. And because, you know, at the end of the day, even though we were talking about, I think it was last month or the month before, when we were talking about the whole thing with 2-1-1 and the suicide awareness and how great the numbers had been with the United Way as far as, you know, responding to things like this. A lot of good stuff going on, so we'll get an update on that towards the end of the program. But first, we've got a break for our latest news, and that's coming up next. WTIC News Talk, 1080.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And we are back in the studio, and we're spending some time with our Community Connections program with Maura. And Maura is our co-host here, of course. Maura Cook has been, is this like your second, third time in the studio or what?
Yeah, I think it's my third.
Yeah. Getting to know your way around, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Now, again, before I want to play the PSA that these gentlemen came up with. So, again, please give us the mission that they were giving and what ELS, I got it right. And what that stands for and what their mission was.
Yeah, so ELS is our Emerging Leaders Society. And so we know that we have amazing young emerging talent here in our region. And so the mission of the case competition was for teams to work together to find creative ways to raise awareness about healthy food resources in our region for families. And so before we play the PSA, I do just want to say this team, I had the pleasure of seeing them the whole way through. Mm-hmm. I saw them every round and they were incredible. And they took what I would say was a big swing, and they said, we're going to plan our campaign in Spanish first.
Really?
We know that there are so many Spanish speakers who are not accessing food resources, and the data tells us that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they planned their campaign in Spanish and then adapted it to English. And so you're going to hear the English PSA today, but we are running them both in English and Spanish, as well as all of the other materials that they came up with. So.
And so this is the winning entry.
This is the winning idea.
Now,
yeah.
And there were other groups. Was the same idea? They came up with the idea. Okay, so it wasn't like you said, okay, it's food insecurity. You guys all go think. Everybody had a different when.
Everybody had food insecurity.
Okay.
So everyone was judged the same way. And so they could pick, right? They could pick a neighborhood they wanted to focus on, or they could say, we want to focus on the whole region, or, you know, just New Britain or just Hartford. And teams did that.
Mm-hmm.
This group chose to focus on actually two neighborhoods mm-hmm. in Hartford specifically, and really making this the community's campaign, right? Community driven, community owned. And so I just thought that they were so creative. All of the ideas were amazing. We had teams from Comcast, from Aetna CVS Health. Actually, there were two teams from Aetna CVS Health in the final round, along with our Hartford Steam Boiler folks. And teams from UConn, teams from Pratt & Whitney. So really, really diverse group of young professionals. And they came up with incredible ideas, many of which United Way and our partners will implement. But this is the winning idea. And you're about to hear the PSA that Comcast actually worked with us to create, shoot, film. And so we've launched it this month. And so there are more phases of their idea that will still be implemented. But the PSA is really exciting for us.
All right, Carolyn, without further ado, let's play that winning public service announcement, if we can, right now from the folks over at the Hartford Steam Boiler. What have we got?
Everyone deserves a meal, one just like grandma used to make. Come with me. Text Kitchen 22 to 51555 for more information about free meals available in your area. Food brings us together. We stand united in helping you find the ingredients you need for healthy, familiar recipes that grandma will approve of, because few things are better than the smell and taste of a meal from grandma's kitchen. Text Kitchen 22 to 51555 to learn more. We live united when everyone's fed.
That's fantastic. You guys, just an awesome job. To finally see it come to fruition like this, right? Now, who wrote the copy?
So it was really a collaborative effort.
Good answer. Good answer. Yeah. Good. So were there a lot of rejections, or did you know right away? Did you keep, you know, changing this and changing that? I guess what I'm asking is, how long was the process from when you had this mission that you had to do, and from the very first meeting to discuss it to the, you know, completion of what you have now?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we knew early on, to the earlier point of community old, you know, which is community owned, led, and driven. I think that idea was the foundation for all the decisions and thoughts that we had. If we weren't tying everything we were doing to the community, we didn't want to go into these communities and be a stranger. So we wanted to make sure that we established great relationships first, because that was going to drive everything that we had in mind. And so when you look at from start to finish, I mean, even now, I mean, up until recently, we were working on the messaging for the PSA, mm-hmm. just refining it over time, making sure that we were tying it to what really mattered. Again, you got 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And sometimes your thoughts are more than 30 seconds. Yep. And so we had to go from
that world.
we had to go from maybe, you know, 3 minutes of content to 30 seconds. And so I would say that it was just a real refining process over time. Meeting consistently, saying, okay, if we had two or three points that we had to make sure we covered, yeah. like what are those, and everything else we have to just be yep. okay if it's not included. And so we kept doing that until we got to a point where there was two or three like solid concepts that really drove the rest of the action in the PSA.
Well, you know, and that's the thing too. Brevity is key, because so many times when you're dealing, whether it's radio or television, anything, you have to be able to. You got to get them interested enough to find out more. That's what it is. And so many people try to do a whole shopping list. Just get them to want to know more. Sounds interesting like that. But for those of you who are just joining us, this is our monthly Community Connections program that we do with the United Way. And this is, I don't even know how many years WTIC has been doing this monthly. And it's something that, you know, that we always enjoy, because no matter what, I mean, we got a 50,000 watt flamethrower here. It goes all over New England and everything. But they always say, no matter what, it's community. And the interesting thing is, whenever we're dealing with the United Way, it's a community discussion, but it's generally, it's much broader than that. Where if somebody's hearing about something that you guys did here, it's the same type of situation. And anybody that could be listening, you know, hours away from here. And in the studio with us is Maura Cook, and she's the Vice President of Marketing and Development of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. Hunter
Dedeo.
Oh, man, I was about to say it. Hunter Dedeo. Dedeo, he said, just remember it that way. So if I just had Dedeo. Hunter Dedeo. Cool name. Is that your real name, or is that just for in here?
No, it is. It's real.
Hunter Dedeo.
Authentic.
Man, he sounds like he's a leader, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's got an attitude? No. Hunter Dedeo, attitude. Thank you very much. And Alondra Rush, and they're with Hartford Steam Boiler Insurance. And this is all from the ELS case competition and the innovative and winning campaign that your team proposed. And you just heard the PSA there. And again, what does ELS stand for, Ma?
Emerging Leader Society. That's our United Way group for emerging talent in our region.
I just think that's terrific. Okay, so congratulations, guys. And Annie? Bring in the prize. Oh, no, it's not one of those. Okay. All right. But no, really, congratulations. Now you are going to, this is like part of a multi faceted piece that you're doing. So you said you're looking at doing a mural. There's also a television that's going along with it, right? And all kinds of moving parts.
That's it. Yeah. We're, you know, ever since we won the competition, the next step was implement.
Okay.
And so we've been working with Rebecca Castaño from United Way, really. Yep. Helping us coordinate with these community leaders, boots on the ground, getting in front of. There's this one community advocate, Hyacinth Yenny. Alondra could talk more about her, but she's really this huge neighborhood advocate who mm-hmm. we've been meeting with, and she's been helping us connect with resources to implement this mural, get involved in Maple Avenue's Community Day.
Yep.
Sort of a resource for children and families, mm-hmm. bringing everyone together and letting them know more about these resources. We've got the mural. So really, it's a huge multi-pronged effort, lots of coordination, and seeing what really goes into it and how our leadership is helping make this happen is really just super inspiring.
So it's two different neighborhoods you targeted here? Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
So the Maple Avenue area is one?
So that's part of Berry Square, and then there's Frog Hollow as well.
Oh, yeah.
The two neighborhoods. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are perfect. Two great places to do that. All right, great. All right, we're going to take another quick break. Again, congratulations, guys. And
Thank
then we'll
you.
Come back with Maura and anything else that you want to bring up. And the mics are open, so keep it clean. No, mics are open, but just remember, if you want to jump in at any point in time, just say, hey, can I just add one other thing? That's fine. It's all just, you know, kitchen table type of stuff here. All right. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of our Community Connections program with the United Way on WTIC News Talk, 1080.
The wait is over. Floor & Decor is now open in West Hartford. Come experience our unmatched selection and unbeatable everyday low prices on tile, wood, stone, laminate, vinyl, installation materials, and more. At Floor & Decor, you'll discover thousands of high-quality in-stock products. So no matter what your project or your taste, we have the on-budget and on-trend looks you'll love. You've never seen anything quite like it. So what are you waiting for? Explore your new Floor & Decor, now open in West Hartford.
Ever wonder what it's like to play in an MLB game? Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game as we mic up the league's biggest players and follow them with dedicated cameras both on and off the field. Watch game time reactions to some of the biggest plays and follow your favorite players as they chat in the dugout with their teammates between innings. You never know what you're going to see or hear. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud only on the MLB YouTube channel. MLB YouTube channel.
This is Community Connection, presented by the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut and WTIC News Talk 1080. Because good things happen in communities that care.
Ah, yes. It's 19 minutes past 8 o'clock, and it's just really exciting to just see this kind of, I love good competition that results in really helping people out a lot. Maura, was there something else you wanted to add about this?
Yeah,
oh, hang on 1 second. Go ahead.
That's okay. So yeah, I just wanted to share that, you know, the case competition itself was 8 weeks, right? 8 weeks to come up with the idea, 8 weeks to get to know the community. But Alondre and Hunter and Linkesh have been working tirelessly since they won, right, to implement this idea along with us. And so I just want to share a few of the things that they did to make this campaign a reality. So they spent time out at local community locations, church services, grocery stores, doing surveys with the community to say, did we get it right? You know, our idea won.
This is the boots on the ground you were talking about.
But did we get it right? Right. And attending monthly neighborhood revitalization zone meetings in Hartford to really be a part of these neighborhoods before we implement. So that was so important. I appreciate the fact that they have embraced this and really rolled up their sleeves and gotten involved. And so what I want people to know is that this experience can become, you know, anything that you make it. When you join the case competition, and we are actually recruiting for 2022 right now, Alondre is leading our committee this year for the planning of our 2022 ELS case competition, and our deadline to apply for teams is August 30th. But what I want you to know is that that can just be the start. Right. I think Alondre and Hunter could attest that they developed a strong relationship with their mentor, Patty McCray, who was at Point 32 Health. They have now been talking about it to everyone within their company. So this is a real opportunity to get to know your community, to get to know people that you work with, to get to know, you know, folks at United Way and other community organizations, and really expand your network into things that you don't do every day. And so as we prepare, and if you're interested in the case competition, you can go to unitedwayinc.org. But I would love for Alondre to just give us a little bit about the value of that mentor and relationship, and just why people should say yes and sign up for this.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things going into this competition was the networking opportunity. And I think a lot of times we look at that peer-to-peer. And so walking in, we knew we were going to be assigned an executive mentor, and we didn't know what we needed. You know, but I think early on, Patty McCray had just revealed herself as such an asset to our team. And she was actually the one that presented this idea of everything you do has to be, you know, community owned. And let's always go back to that. And so throughout this process, I feel like she just allowed us to be free in our thoughts. But then when she needed to, she came in and challenged our thought process so we can keep moving forward. And I would tell you this, the value of a mentor in events like this, but also professionally and personally, you can't put a price tag on that. You know, you can't put a salary to that. You can't put any other value besides who it allows you to be as a result of it. And so if you can continue to surround yourself with great people, I think that's the platform that this ELS case competition and the Emerging Leader Society allows everyone to do is position emerging leaders and young leaders to bridge the gap between who they are and all these opportunities that are available that typically are taken away from them because they don't have experience. And so I think this platform is going to allow us to provide these valuable experiences early on for these emerging leaders. So when they're sitting at these different tables, they have this background and definition of themselves outside of what they do for work. And so for me, I just looked at this opportunity as such a value add for the community and any leaders that are looking to enhance who they are and also make a real difference. You know, we can say that we want to do things, but if I'm saying I want to do something, but I'm doing nothing, that's just as good as doing nothing. And so I never wanted to be one of those people who had a desire to, but never got close to the action. Mm-hmm. And so I think this platform, to Maura's point, is so valuable. And I'm just looking forward to seeing the next group of leaders rise.
Well, I tell you, it's great to see that kind of energy, and it's so important, you know, from a mentoring standpoint, you know, to have people that you can really, really look up to. So hats off to you folks, and keep us in the loop with all the other stuff, and we'll make sure that we can make sure that you take that PSA and pass it over to the powers that be here, because they don't pay attention. I send them anything. So no,
absolutely,
get the information over to Janine or the rest of the crew at 1080 and see what we can do to help out. All right, so what else is going on?
Yeah, so just one last plug for the case competition. If you are interested in applying, the deadline is August 30th, and go to unitedwayinc.org to sign up and find all the information about the commitment, the team sizes, and what you need to do to get involved. Just a reminder, lots of great things coming up at United Way this summer. I talked about a few of them at the top of the hour, but we're in the midst of Summer of Action, right? So we talked about our efforts to raise awareness about summer meal sites, right in line with what we've been talking about today. Summer is a time, especially with food insecurity, that's very, very difficult for families. And there are free summer meal sites available all throughout our state, our region. So call 211 to find one near you. I also just want to remind people that we have many, many volunteer opportunities and ways that you can get involved. We are currently doing our Stuff the Bus drive.
Oh, I love Stuff the Bus.
Me too. What's not to love? So we are collecting school supplies to make sure that children start the school year prepared with what they need, and also to make sure that teachers and classrooms have the items that they need. So we collect everything from backpacks and pencils to cleaning supplies and things that teachers need as well. So if you want to get a group together and do a drive, we are looking for new items, and we are hoping to serve 25,000 students through this effort. So there is still time, and visit unitedwayinc.org if you would like to participate.
Well, I tell you, you know, when you really look at all the different things that are going on right now, and there's so much positive stuff, but now that everybody can finally get back together and be with each other, all the stuff that we've, you know, has happened virtually is great. And I got to especially want to thank Annie Summers over here for the longest time. You know, she's been our support system with bringing these programs together, and just, you know, throughout the whole virtual thing. You know, just being able to we had to cut the show back to a half an hour because we weren't able to have people in the studio. And it was, you know, because so many things on what we have going on are like bringing guests in, which is really just so, so important. But boy, oh boy. All right, we're going around. We got the last quarter of the year coming up. What do people need to be ready for as we move into the fall with the United Way? What are some of the things on the horizon?
Yeah, so many, many exciting things. So, of course, we'll be kicking off our annual United Way community campaign. That is where we raise funds to do all of the things that you've heard about today and in our monthly show. So our very generous workplaces and our donors who give to support United Way make all of this work possible. We will continue in the fall to be very focused on early childhood education, so focusing on getting school kids back to school, making sure that children are attending school every day and doing our attendance awareness efforts. We'll also be, of course, as we get into the later fall, focusing on making sure that families have their basic needs met. And so we'll have, lots of events, lots of opportunities for people to get involved. We're also kicking off our year of caring. So if people are interested in getting groups together to volunteer, we have many, many projects with community partners. Fall is a great time to get out. You can do a lot outside.
Oh, yeah.
So contact United Way if you are interested in bringing a group together for a volunteer project, because we will be out there in great numbers. And last but not least, if you are a runner, we are a charity partner for the Hartford Marathon.
Oh.
So you can run United. I will be there. I'm running the half marathon. I'm going to say it now so I am accountable and fundraising for United Way. So we'll have a table out in Bushnell Park. So if you're interested, if you're planning to run anyway, run with United Way.
I love that.
Yeah.
You just come together and you kind of like just arm in arm. Does that mean if you're running United, you all hang on?
We all run together, yeah.
Oh, this is wonderful. Little rope tying you all together. These guys are ready to run, I can tell you.
They
think you want to run out of here. No, I want to thank you all, especially, for the congratulations again. We'll get that PSA going and to be able to see the television coming out. And good luck on the mural. I hope that goes well. There's a lot of beautiful murals around town. It's just great to see some of these buildings all of a sudden are bigger and brighter than they ever were. But again, I want to thank Maura Cook, our Vice President of Marketing and Development of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut, in the studio. Hunter Dedeo and Alondre Rush from Hartford Steam Boiler Insurance. And again, congratulations for the PSA. Annie Summers, I can never thank you enough for giving us the run through and the run around. And slapping me with that velvet glove occasionally when I would go a little bit off to the side. But thank you so much. Be back again next month. All right.
We'll be back.
Are we any tips on what we're doing next month? Or we're not saying no. Okay, that's okay. Keep it low key. I appreciate that. I like to have a little bit of excitement coming towards us and some other really good stuff that's going to be going on with the United Way. We do it the last Saturday of each month, and come whatever it takes, we make it happen, whether it's in the studio or virtually or whatever. So thanks a lot, folks. And again, anything else you want to add? We good? Okay, we're good. Okay. All right. Okay, we got to get out of here because
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.